number 1,275. This is in the Holy Letters in the Volume 5, Baruch Hashem, Hey Kislev, dated the 5th day of Kislev, Toshin Bay, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Uvracha. It's a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe says, with pleasantness and with joy, I received your letter from Monday in the portion of Chai Yisore. I was already thinking that the long time I didn't get any letters from you. But partially I calmed down because I did get a letter from your son, May He Live, which also sent me regards from you. I'm happy that you found a living space, and I hope that you and your wife, May She Live, will feel good over there, and you will be able to utilize the time to properly strengthen your health physically, bodily, in the very literal sense, which by a Jew it brings also to health of the soul. As the Maggid of Mizrich wrote to his son, Reb Avrom HaMalach, which was very held back, he was fasting a lot and causing pain to himself, and generally he was sort of removed from the physical world. So his father, the Maggid, used to often argue with him and wanted to impact him that he should serve Hashem not in that pathway. So the father writes to his son that a small hole in the body makes a large hole in the soul. So a small one. So we see this vividly with our eyes of flesh, that those who want to serve Hashem and don't have any disruptions from the body as weakness is similar, then they can serve with wholesomeness. Besides that, in many books, in many holy books, it's explained that the body is not the property of the person. It is Hashem's property. So therefore, the person must protect it and guard it and hold up his body in a good situation. Self-understood, not on the account of damaging the soul. Therefore, this is also according to the Jewish law, that one who wounds himself, if a person does damage to himself, his own body, is although that in the court of the humans, you cannot get punished for that, but in the court of the heaven, he's chayim v'din neshamayim. In the Alter Rebbe's language is, a person has no permission on his body at all, whether to beat it, to shame it, to cause it pain, any kinds of pain, unless you do it in a way of repentance, that pain is good for him because that protects his soul from descending into the abyss. I hope that very soon you will get a community of friends, acquaintances, on which you will be able to influence that they should, in Florida, become healthy, not just bodily, but also in their soul. At this opportunity, I'm also adding to here the first, published booklet for Yutes Kislev, also the booklet for the Kuntres for Yutes Kislev, where at the end, there is several letters printed from my father-in-law, the Rebbe. I wish you, together with your wife, May She Live, to utilize your time you're spending in Florida on the best way, with all details, both with pleasure physically, enjoyment physically and spiritually, with blessings.